This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce. We are broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. And by the way, we are going out broadcasting on the Genesis Communications Network to great stations out there across the country, and we appreciate them. Also, we're on several of the selected Salem media stations in some of the larger markets in America. We appreciate them for that. And we're being heard on many large independent stations around the country, too. We appreciate that as well. And to our friends in Kentucky tonight, thank you so very much. By the way, we got another airline wants me to say something. This is a freighter airline, so I'll get to that in a minute. But we've created a monster here, I guess. But a special shout-out goes out to the active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital, neo-room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those that are out there getting the job done, keeping us free and safe. Now, we're also out there, and we're broadcasting, as I've told you, on the Westwood One satellite, so you can hear us there if you can't hear us anywhere else, as well as streaming on the Internet. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, everybody, and I mean every single person, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, our men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and UPS drivers, our great bulk mail center drivers out there, Felix and the gang, here in my backyard. Thank you very, very much, you guys. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there for wherever it needs to go. Now, here we go. American Airlines, pilots and mechanics in Fort Worth and Dallas. Delta Airlines, mechanics and pilots in Atlanta. Appreciate you guys and gals. And a new one, the UPS freighters working the all-night shift in Louisville up there for UPS, and we appreciate you guys and gals, too. We got a couple of pilots that fly out of right here, and they listen to us quite frequently on the way in and on the way out, depending on which way they're going at the time. So there you go, and thank you very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook as well, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. We're also on X, which used to be Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So now you got it. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us right now. Mark Walters won't be with us today, so Kyle and I are going to kind of fill in a little bit. So, Mr. Kyle Warren, how the heck are you?
Doing great, Captain. Doing great. I'm happy to be here.
All right. And we are going to say the pledge, and we're going to get that done after we say thank you very much, boys and girls. See you on the return. There they go. Goodbye. Now, it's currently 76 degrees here and mostly cloudy, and we're going to have quite a bit of rain where I'm at today, so keep that in mind. So, Kyle, here we go. The pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
one nation under God,
with liberty, and I'm sorry, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, I was thinking out loud here because the words that we emphasize in this are two, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that one. And it's extremely important in today's age that we bring some more religion back into the mix here and what founded our country to begin with, I think. What do you think?
Well, indeed. Absolutely.
All right. Well, obviously, if we were talking to Mark Walters, we'd be talking about guns. There was a gun law that was signed out in California by Gavin Newsom, which increased the taxes for guns to fund school safety programs. Now, first of all, I have never seen a tax yet that's going to go 100% for what they said it was going to go for.
Well, yes, you're exactly right about that. That would be a first.
So what do we, I mean, how are they going to make sure this gets done? Who's watching this?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, you'd have to go through the California budget allocations and so forth, but ostensibly it's designed to say, look, we're going to raise taxes on guns and ammunition, for example, because we need to do this other really good thing, right? And so we're going to take these bad things, the people that have guns and so forth, lawfully, legally having guns, and we're going to tax that. Because obviously we're going to put that money to good use. So it's a political factor, I think, just from top to bottom. And then, of course, also, if something you don't like, well, you tax it. And so it makes it more onerous in the state of California to be able to have and maintain and use a firearm for almost any reason at this point.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably correct. You're probably absolutely right. And, will the new Office of Gun Violence Prevention make any difference? What do you think?
Well, there's an opinion piece that came out earlier saying that maybe, just maybe, and I think this was in a Chicago paper, maybe, just maybe, it's finally going to make some difference and do good, but I don't know. It's also political, in my opinion.
All right, and caller, hold on. You'll be the first one up when we come back from the break here, but Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, thank you very much, Frank. He'll be around on Friday again. You'll want to catch him in the 5 o'clock hour, hour number 4 of the program. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Yep, Moss, M-A-U-S on the spelling. Acura over on North Florida Avenue, and they're located right next door to Moss Nissan, side by side, Nissan on one side, Acura on the other side, and they're there to serve you. Now stop by and see Albert White. Ask for Albert White at Moss Acura up there in North Florida Avenue, and he's going to treat you right. Tell him the captain sent you, and he is going to treat you right when you go up there. They've got a great top-of-the-line car. And great people, great mechanics that work there, and they try to do their job right the first time every time, which is why they have the You Serve, You Save program, because all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and church pastors too, will get a discount for your service to our country offered to you. Now, they also have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. As long as you own it, you're going to get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So check them out. See what they can do for you. You're going to be very well pleased, I'm sure. Albert White, who you want to say hello to at the Moss Acura dealership. And you can find him online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right. First of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And we got Mary on the line from St. Pete. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. For the California gun tax or ammunition or whatever, of course, California has Hollywood there, which is a double hit because they perpetuate I think they perpetuate gun violence with their movies, video games, and make money that way, a lot of money. And they also infiltrate people's minds with those kinds of violent images, so to speak. So it's pretty rich that California, again, hypocrites running around in their jet airplanes and yet crying about, quote, climate change, when they're the ones that are creating it with their jet fuel, right? So they're the ones that are perpetuating gun violence, and yet now they want to tax it. Even California wants to tax it. So you as the person, the little person in the world or in America, is just getting bombarded again with people trying to get into your pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Two ways.
Yep. I hear you.
Just quit watching this stuff. The bumper sticker says, I learned to shoot by watching videos.
Mm.
And that's exactly what happens.
I haven't seen that one yet, but we'll talk about it. How's that?
What a shame.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, Kyle, it's your state.
Well, what Mary's saying about, you know, perpetuating violence in movies and especially violence with guns, I wonder if the White House's new Office of Gun Violence Prevention and Kamala Harris are going to come after Hollywood and call them out for such a thing. Well, I don't think so anytime soon. I wouldn't expect it. But something else Mary said, too, about people saying learn to shoot in video games. What happens, though, too, is that people can become desensitized to that kind of violence. And that's why, in some cases, you see some horrible, horrific thing happen. And what do people do? Do they rush in to help? In the real world, a lot of times they're standing there with their phones, sort of making a video of it, because they've become desensitized to a great degree, I think. But it is very, very sad indeed. But no, I don't think Hollywood's going to get called out anytime soon for the content of their movies. You know why? Because they make money. I mean, look, I'm not so sure how Expendables 4 is going to do, but I'm sure it has lots and lots of guns in it. But this is what they think is going to make money for them.
Yeah, it's a lot of violence in that movie, I believe.
Well, sure, but I'm sure a lot of it's over the top as well. But that's why they make these kinds of action films, I guess.
Well, let's take a look at something else that's going on there. You talk about transformation of America. How about the transformation of Fox News Network? Have you been paying attention to them lately?
Well, I think a lot of people see them in prime time mostly. During the day, they've had a pretty stable lineup of shows, I know. Yeah.
Well, I don't mind watching Jesse Walters. I think he's amusing and offers a fair take on the news. I don't mind watching Laura Ingraham. I think Sean Hannity, it's like watching the Republican Party on television, but that's okay. And then, of course, you've got Gutfeld, who's a satirical, funny look at today's news and politics, which I think we probably need. And then, of course, you've got the standard news later on comes out of California. But anyway, the new leader of Fox is going to be Rupert Murdoch's son. And the oldest son, I might add, Lachlan Murdoch. He's officially taking over from Fox from his 92-year-old father come November. But why does this matter? Why does any of this matter, Kyle?
Well, I think a lot of people would think that there's certain points of view or certain, sort of thrusts that they might be missing or will change greatly depending on the editorial content of all this.
Now, I think you're right with what you said, but I also know that this James Murdoch quit the family business in 2020, and made headlines for donating millions to left-wing causes. Did you know that?
I wasn't aware of that. No, that's pretty interesting. You mean Lachlan Murdoch?
Yeah. No, James.
James Murdoch, okay.
Yeah, that's the brother, okay? He's not involved in running the business, but he's there. He's a member of the ownership group. So you've seen some subtle changes over at Fox, right?
It would seem, yeah, and they make a lot of changes over time, yeah.
Yeah, and Lackland is said to be close with Tucker Carlson and has backed his editorial moves, though he ultimately ended Carlson's job with Fox. And like his father, he's not a supporter of Trump. Notable critics like Steve Bannon say Lackland isn't as conservative as people want to believe.
Well, right. Well, I think people can be conservative and not necessarily support Donald Trump in the long run. But Trump has had no love lost, it seems, with Fox News anyway, even though he's been on there a lot recently, from what I can tell.
Right. And, of course, Rupert Murdoch's role is changing to chairman emeritus, but it's still his empire. And Lackland isn't quite as hands-on in the newsroom as his dad was. This means that Rupert could still be the real power. And even with his new, less flashy title, he also says that he'll stay involved.
I'm sure he will to some degree. It's people like that who have been, for lack of a better term, in charge for so long and building literally an empire. Yeah, they don't just sort of go out to pasture very easily. And that's what keeps them going. I mean, the guy's 92 years old. He's still got his hand in the game, that's for sure.
Yeah, he does, and we'll see what's happening up. Now, you want to hear something scary to some people that are actually using the statement?
Sure.
Trump is starting to look electable.
Yeah, well, see, that's the central question, isn't it? You know, the primaries are one thing, and we're seeing him have this literally runaway popularity. But the general election, no matter who you are, no matter what election year you're talking about, the general election becomes a very, very different animal as soon as the primaries are over. So can he translate all that, and can he overcome some of these negatives? And, you know, truth be told, there are negatives that Donald Trump has to try to work around here.
You think he can?
Well, it all depends. It all depends on how the campaign is run and where his focus is. He almost like Joe Biden, he can't go off script and start talking about something else because he can create issues that are going to take away from the main emphasis of what this campaign might be trying to say, namely running on the record. Things were better when I was president. I can put them back the way we found them when I left office. Just give me another chance.
Okay, hold that thought. We're coming back with Patrick Connell from the Sports Zone. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren. He'll be with me. We're going to be talking what's been going on here in the way of sports. And we lost a legend last night, Brooks Robinson from the Baltimore Orioles, one of the best second basemen to ever play the game. And we'll be right back with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. Bank records are showing a connection between Hunter Biden and President Biden's business dealings to a communist Chinese business partner during the summer of 2019 while Joe was running for president. Money wires originating in Beijing for more than $250,000 listed the Delaware home of Joe Biden as the beneficiary address for the funds. Information about the wires from Jonathan Lee, the CEO of BHR Partners, was received via financial records by House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Senator Tommy Tuberville, the Republican from Alabama, told Newsmax last night that he will keep up his Senate protest against military promotions as a means of fighting wokeness in the Pentagon for another year if necessary.
And we're going to fight back against this. We've got to hold on for another year.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff Vincenzo. He was with us yesterday for lunch over at Mission Barbecue, and someone whose name will remain quiet wasn't there, but we had Harrison there, so a lot of people got to meet Harrison, and he was hoping to meet the big guy, but he didn't meet the big guy. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive, and the Moss Nissan dealerships around town. Now you can find out more about them by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you, and wait till you see and hear what's going to be afforded to you. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all veterans, active duty military, first responders, that would be EMS, firefighters, or police, and church pastors, too, get afforded a great deal for your service to our communities. Now, you also get, with the vehicle that you get, certified pre-owned or brand new, you also get Moss Care. And you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. As long as you got that vehicle, you're going to have Moss Care on it, which will give you free oil changes and free tire rotations so they can take a look, see at the vehicle, and keep you moving on down the road, as we like to say. So there you have it. Now, they've got Moss of Nissan locations. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at US 19 and 54. You'll see the flag about 2 miles away before you get even close to the store. And then here in Tampa, Moss Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue. Don't forget them. They are there, and they are there to do business with you. And up in up in Brooksville, where I'll be spending some time here in the not-too-distant future. Up in Brooksville, they've got the great store that's right there, too, on the west end of Brooksville, right there by the exit for State Route 50. And, of course, they're on the south side of the road, so it's a brand-new store. And if you're coming out of town, you're going to go west of the central downtown district on State Route 50, and you'll see it out there right up against the Suncoast Parkway, which is on the same side of the road, and they're off that exit ramp right there. So it's very easily accessible by the toll road that's up there that runs through Brooksville. All right, without fail, let's go over, first of all, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And now we're going to go over to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Hello, Mr. Sports Zone.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Kyle Warren. Good morning to the audience out there all across this great country. It's Wednesday hump day.
Yep.
Some news last night that Captain and I both didn't care for, but he had one heck of a life, Captain Brooks Robinson.
Yep.
He passed away at 86.
Mm-hmm.
Probably greatest fielding third baseman of all time.
Yep.
And what a neat guy, great guy. My father and him were friends, Captain, down in Miami, Florida, where I grew up. And he'd come down for spring training and come to a game or two of mine and tell me how to play third base the way you're supposed to. And obviously never forgot that. And just a great guy. Pretty ironic. The Orioles are probably having their best year in at least a few dozen. And maybe he'll be up in heaven rooting him in, Captain. We shall see. We've been talking the last 3 months that the Orioles are a team of destiny, and maybe they are. We're sure going to find out. They're one of the best in the AL, you know, division, so we'll see. Kyle, you know, you're a few years younger than myself and the Captain, but did you ever get a chance to at least watch some film or you know, some games of Brooks Robinson?
I'm sure that I did many years ago. I started getting into baseball a little bit later on because my son started playing baseball and played up through high school.
Now that makes sense. Well, I mean, they're getting to the nitty and gritty of it in baseball right now, guys. So we're going to find out who is going to be standing tall come playoff time. So I'm really excited about it. Should be a lot of fun in the playoffs this year. I think all the teams, there's more parity now than there's been in a while. So the Rays, you know, they're doing the best they can. They're probably going to end up with 100 wins, but it's just...
you still think they're going to get 100 wins?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think they can win the next four, Cap. And get there. Yeah, I do. I don't think it's going to matter, but
nope.
Because
I'm going to go on the record for saying they're going to get 98. I just have a feeling. I just have a feeling that for some strange reason, they're kind of maybe they're holding back a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe so, Captain. There's no sense. I mean, they'd have to win all four, okay, and hopefully the Orioles only go 1-4. So it's a lot to ask to win the division now. So maybe they'll lay off, you know, going all out with the pitching and save the arms and see if they can do it the wild card way. It's so tough to win from the wild card position in baseball, just like football. But we'll see what happens. And then the Rangers and Astros are really battling it out in the AL West. So we'll see what happens there. And the Mariners are trying to get that wild card slot, too. So a lot of going on in the American League. So that'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, in the National League. As far as the playoff picture there, can the Phillies, you know, hang on to that? They're in the wild card, so they're good there. You know, the Marlins, the Cubs, they're still battling for that final wild card. Arizona Diamondbacks out Cal's neck of the woods, and the Dodgers obviously are just tearing up. So we shall see. It would be interesting to see a Baltimore Orioles, Dodgers, or the A's and the Orioles. But what we're all hoping for, Captain, especially the people of the South, are the A's and the Atlanta Braves and the wonderful Tampa Bay Rays.
That would be interesting.
Pretty cool. Going to I-95,
I-75.
I-75
World Series, you betcha.
They always talk about the good old, up there in New York Subway Series and things of that nature, so now we'll have that. So we'll have some great college football coming up here, this weekend. So a lot of things happening that shaking up things here in the AP Top 25. Also, we'll have pro football tomorrow, Captain, and then we'll talk about it Friday morning.
Who's What's the Matter You playing?
What team do you want to know about, Captain?
What's the Matter You?
USF, UCF, University of Miami, Florida Gators, Florida State. Talking about What's the Matter You, though, it's funny. The U down there in South Florida now, they're in the top 25. The yep. Florida State Seminoles are the top 5. The Florida Gators are the top 25, where the flagship station here broadcasts the Florida Gators.
In Tampa we are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good old Tampa, baby. So that's a cool thing. They make it happen on that station. Good old TM860, Tampa Bay, the answer. And we got friends all across the country that they do college football in the Salem Communication. So, very neat. Mm-hmm. Well, Captain, Tom, any questions today, young man?
Just one.
No, and what's that?
What's going to happen to that pitcher that Kyle keeps talking about and he raves all the time? Is he going back to Japan or China or wherever the hell he came from? Or is he going to play again? Or what's going to happen?
No, Tony will play again. He'll be a hitter. I think he'll be good for spring training. He'll hit the rock. I mean, I don't know if he'll ever pitch again in the major leagues, but he says he wants to. We'll see if the Tommy John surgery can make him, a valuable pitcher again. I hope so. Hey, when it talks to your valuables, Captain, people have got to realize you got to plan for your future. You got to plan with your health. Insurance is a way to help you out with that, and I can be of assistance. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by giving me a call, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. Don't fail the plan. Let's put a plan together to make you successful. And give me a call, 813-966-1052. Patrick Howland, help you out with all your insurance and financial needs. God bless you, Captain. God bless you, Cal. See you guys soon.
All right, take care. It's, Kyle and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Wednesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun? Let's say all of that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program, our final segment, we'll be talking with Brandon Rimes from the Consumer Quarterback Radio Show. That's ConsumerQB.com. But this is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's, of course, down in Sarasota. They've been with us for all the years we've been on the radio, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and they are absolutely the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. I would suggest nobody is any better at what they do, from installation to parts to cleaning. They are the ones to call, and make sure you tell them the captain says it. That'll help you out, too. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345, to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Now, they're local, they're experienced, they are Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Once again, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And they're the ones, if you need installation on your blinds, on your shades, on your shutters, or if you need repairs, or if you want them cleaned, call them. They'll take care of it. And by the way, if you are a veteran or a first responder, you get a discount on your service. 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. That's 941 922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And don't forget to tell him the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
This is where you get to put your real estate hat on, isn't it?
Indeed it is.
All right, and Patrick, Patrick, listen to me. And Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And good morning, Mr. Brandon.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, I got a question for you, and it's starting to maybe get a little bit strange as to why this is going on. But home prices are surging to all new home record highs around the countryside in a lot of different places. Florida's no exception. And despite the soaring mortgage rates, it's hard to figure out why these homes are still selling the way they are. I got a lot of people I know that are coming down here, and they can't even find an affordable apartment anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's a challenging time. It really is. It's, you know, you got the highest mortgage rates in 23 years also combined, highest insurance rates in many cases. So there's a lot of people that are struggling. You know, people are struggling. The Case-Shiller also is the home price index. 19 of 20 markets measured, showing month-over-month gains as well as of the latest data from last month. So, yeah, it is. It's the affordability factor also. So you have, you know, the affordability with jobs and wages. So there's a lot that go into that. But, yeah, it's a challenging time. And we've got record credit card debt. We went over $1 trillion for the first time in the history of the planet. And it's going to be interesting to see, because if we can continue to bring inflation down, that's going to help us. But this latest surge in oil is a counter point to that. So, unfortunately, we just got to kind of see what happens and how that plays out. And I'm, you know, in the real estate industry, obviously, and I'm hoping and praying that they don't continue to raise interest rates again in November. So that's kind of my two cents on it.
Well, Brandon, we need a change in leadership at the top of this country. I'm not going to get too political here, but we need to get rid of this do-nothing that mess that started when we stopped drilling for oil. We were energy self-sufficient. The time that when we had the election back there, an election day, I bought gas that day, and it was $1.87 a gallon in Florida, okay, in Florida, for gasoline that day. We need to go. We can go back to that if we get the right people in place and we start drilling, baby, drilling, and start pumping that oil back through those lines and start becoming an exporter instead of sitting there and buying from everybody and owing the world money. We can tell them to go sit on it if we need to.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got to organize better as the GOP, Republican, conservatives. And we've got to get out early and start getting those early votes and start, you know, ballot harvesting, playing their game in order to do that. And we are up in the polls. Trump is crushing it. I wish that the other GOP candidates would drop out and get behind him, start putting that money towards registering voters and doing things positive to go ahead and have foresight to see, because they're going to substitute out. They're going to take Biden out and plug in Michelle Obama, just like the SalemNow.com movie shows. I think it was Michelle Obama 2024, the one I watched a while back. But, yeah, we're in serious trouble if we don't take our country back this next election.
Well, they can't get rid of Biden, unfortunately. If they do, they'll have even bigger trouble on their hands unless – for some reason, the numbers go up much higher on not having him in there as a candidate. And by the way, did you see what happened yesterday to Biden?
I don't remember.
He came down the short steps, which he's been using now because of his impairment, which he doesn't seem to be able to stand up on his feet going up and down steps. He came down the short steps and almost landed on his nose at the bottom of the steps.
Wow. Yeah, it's a challenge, man. We know that behind the scenes you've got Barack pulling the trigger, making all the decisions, having his third term, as he famously said. And it's just sad to see what they've done with our country, the lawfare, the things that are happening. But yeah, who, you know, we've got to get the country back. We've got to get the economy back in order.
Yep.
And I think people are going to see this time that this is where we need to go.
All right, Kyle, take it away.
Well, let's head back to some talk about interest rates and the real estate sector. And, Brandon, it seems to me that with the rates this high, we don't expect that there would be any movement on them downward until sometime next year, one would think. But what does all this mean for people trying to refinance? If they can't refinance for the near future, at least it's not attractive to them to do that, then there's a lot of other businesses. Contractors and other, home improvement businesses and so forth that are not going to get those big contracts from homeowners.
Yeah, exactly. It's, the insurance premiums have risen 7.6% per year since 2017. So insurance affordability is a crisis that is not only facing homeowners, but it's also impacting commercial real estate. So we've kind of hit on that in previous interviews also. But yeah, when you look at the refinancing and if you try to refinance, a note that's been in place, since, 4, 5, 6 years ago or more, you're up against, a market that there's basis points, there's 500 basis points or so that's changed or more. And so you can't do that. So now people are going to be, and especially it's going to impact commercial real estate, which then could trickle effect. It's also going to affect people that are paying rents in those buildings because once the cost of funds go up and paying that rent, it's going to go up. So it's going to be a challenging time for a lot of people. And credit's tightening also, Kyle.
Well, that's really true. I mean, in other words, people have a hard time taking that money out of their home in order to put on a new roof or to do other improvements even prior to try to sell it.
Okay, well, Brandon, go ahead and tell us how to get a hold of you because we're running out of time.
All right, guys. Thanks again. I appreciate it. I'm Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback Real Estate Quarterback Show. And my website is consumerqb.com, like quarterback, consumerqb.com. And I can be reached directly at 813-917-1894. Brandon Rimes, Keller Williams Realty, 813-917-1894. And thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Appreciate you. Okay. Kyle, we've learned some things there. We always do when we talk to Brandon. That's what it's all about, is learning from each other. But you will be back tonight on the Radidio with us. And we like saying the word Radidio because a friend of mine years ago on the radio, Deacon Doubleday, got me started doing that because the way he would finish his shows, he'd go, he broadcast in the Wired Woodshed. How do you like that? And he used to say, "We're going to grab it and slam it. See you in the morning." And you hear the door slam like the milk barn door. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
That's funny.
So I'm going to grab it and slam it, and I'll see you in the morning.
Sounds great, Captain. Take care, everybody.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him so very much. We appreciate you, and we appreciate all the contributors to the show. And the many emails that we get, I can't answer them all. I try. I really do. But I get so many of them anymore, I just have a problem trying to get to them. Gosh, I may figure out a system here. But anyway, God bless America. See you all tonight in the Radidio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.